from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Tara Seiler. Caltrain officials say they now have a working plan to fund transit service at its current level by moving funds around to cover a deficit. KQED's Joshua Johnson reports the agency plans to keep looking for another source to cover the $3.5 million deficit.
The deficit would be covered, for now, by diverting funds from construction and maintenance. Unlike the previous plan, this would allow Caltrain to maintain service without drastic cuts. On Thursday, the board will vote on the new plan. Base fares would also rise by 25 cents, and parking would cost $4 a day at nearly all stations. The plan calls for the local agencies that pay into Caltrain to develop a new funding system. If they can't, then the transit line says it might have to make those drastic cuts after all. I'm Joshua Johnson, KQED News.
Governor Jerry Brown's administration has negotiated a contract with a powerful prison guards union that could prove costly to taxpayers. The deal would allow guards to bank unlimited vacation time that must be paid out when they retire. The nonpartisan Legislative Analyst's Office said today that the average correctional officer already has nearly 19 weeks of accumulated leave time valued at some $600 million. The contract now goes to the legislature for approval. And BART is swearing in three new deputy police chiefs today. The hires are the result of public outcry over the shooting of unarmed passenger Oscar Grant by BART officer Johannes Meserle. An outside auditor recommended the changes, in addition to a citizen review board that will monitor the transit's police force. I'm Tara Seiler. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Oakland International Airport with new flights to Hawaii and Mexico City. OaklandAirport.com.